again, huh? W2T.
Radio down. Yep, just like Willie Nelson back on the road again, resting.
Didn't get your shots along with everything else you did?
That didn't hurt a bit. And she said they'd had nobody complain about them at all over there at Sam's.
Maybe I'll have to go over there and see about getting my shots over there. Wonder if they do the COVID shots too.
Yes, sir. And they do a fine job. That one lady there in the pharmacy, Carrie, asked her one time, I said, how many of these you ever give? I said, that one at Walmart didn't do a very good job with the flu shots. Both of them hurt. And she says, you know, thousands. She says, I lost count a long time ago.
That, you know, that happens sometimes, so you ought to remember how many you do with something. But anyway, we're glad everything went okay. And did you find whatever else it was you went looking for at Sam's Club?
And some. Got some eye drops that were on sale. They're usually, 22? And it was on sale for 18. Paper there, but they take care of the insurance and all that. You just fill out that paper saying, you know, you don't have any reactions to anything and all of that jibe. But it's fairly prompt. It takes them just a few minutes to make up the inoculation. But I think they give most everything. Last time we went to Walmart and Taylor's, the pharmacist there, Joyce, is good, but he had a student and trainee. And he said, oh, yeah, she'd been given lots of shots, and she shot it way too high, in my opinion. And it hurt, and I never have a problem with a shot. They don't bother me. And then Bernice is the same way. It hurt, and she said she'd never had any that really hurt her when they give her the shot. So I ain't going back there no more, but I do like Sam's over there at Spartanburg. Very, very good people.
I can get my next shot there and where I need to go and see what's going on. But anyway, oh, what a day, what a day. And all that is pretty out there, but it sure as heck ain't warm.
Well, like I told Bernice, any shot can make your arm get a little sore at the injection point, but I hardly even felt it. Russ, it says it's 67 degrees outside. But my security alarm's been dinging me quite a lot, and I know what it is. It's the wind. And they said there was going to be up to, I think, and you'd have to listen to, you know, a current weather forecast, up to 25 mile an hour this afternoon. And the way these flags look alongside the road, I believe it.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching the wind out here and the Navy flag that's on my front porch, so... Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on it myself, and like you said, it's actually kicking up the breezes out there pretty good. So, you know, it'll be what it is, as they say.
A ball, it's a little bigger than a tennis ball that hangs down, and when the wind catches it, it takes a picture every time of the. What'd you say? Oh, the post office. Okay, she wants me to turn into the post office up here and mail this check out we got to the flower place. So I'll do that. They got road construction going on. Yeah, every time that tennis ball gets to swinging enough, it sends me a picture of it.
Well, being at Sam's Club, you should have just gone to that intersection just beyond 26, where 29 goes on 26, taking a left and gone down to the post office, and you'd have been able to be in and out in a heartbeat. Just drop it in their outside mailbox.
Lyman, I guess it is, isn't it, Bernice? And it's easy. It's only, maybe 100 yards off of the 29, Rusty.
You've got to watch it being over there in Lyman. They've got their... Their policing force has been a little bit heavy lately on people who do not pay real close attention to the speed limits over there.
I'll do that. You name me one person in South Carolina that pays attention to the speed limits, Rusty.
they've gotten a little bit more feisty is the word I would use to considering that, because they seem to be writing an awful lot of tickets over there in that area.
I agree with you completely. I have this little thing up in front of me that reads out the frequency of their radar and the signal strength and all that, and for me it's fun. It's not the idea that I speed like everyone else out on the interstates. I'll probably go 10 mile an hour over, but that's about it. But I get a lot of enjoyment of it because that's one of the apparatuses I operated on, the P3 Orion and on the S2, and it's just always been in my blood. And whenever it says 35 gigahertz or 34 to 36, I slow down.
It used to be interesting. Years ago, the 161 repeater, this repeater around here, the radar detectors that all the truckers rode with worked on a frequency that was very, very, very close to this frequency. And my father-in-law loved going down the interstate, right down the interstate, and going by these truckers and keying up the 2-meter repeater. And you'd see all these truckers backing down real hard on their braking and their speeds to because the thing would set off their radar detectors.
They still can rusty if it's a cheap radar detector. In Virginia, I know when I went up there and visited my brother, when he worked at the Bupers up there in Military Personnel Command, they'll confiscate your radar detector and fine you. And they had radar detectors in their car. The Escort one I got here, and I've had it for years. It's an older one, but it's still a good one. It's undetectable. It's shielded real good. But the ones that aren't, those cheap ones that you get for $100, you're just throwing your money away. If a police officer wants to get you, he'll just wait till you get close and trigger on you, so they're still pretty useless, but I enjoy it. It's kind of a hobby.
I don't think I ever got one. I contemplated it a couple of times, but never felt I had a reason to, because I didn't fancy getting out there and being stopped by the policeman for being just a few miles an hour over the speed limit. And they used to get you for that. Not quite as bad anymore, but they used to before. So, you know, it is the way it goes.
But if people drove in Kansas like they drive down here, they'd never get out of jail. Because, heck, police got stopped one time for running 61 in a 55. And I said, well, was you? And she said, no, I was running 55. So I went and checked the speedometer, and it was 6 miles an hour off. So we went to the dealership, and they wrote out a paper stating that they changed the gear in the brand-new Scottsdale Chevrolet truck at that time. And they still charged a $13 court cost, but they did dismiss the ticket.
They do that and all that. But, yeah, those things happen, and right now, my speedometer is actually my speedometer actually registers low. Right, registers that I'm going if I'm setting on 55, what I read is 55 on my speedometer in the car, and my GPS is running, and it's tracking out there, and I've got it tracking me. It'll show that I'm actually not running 55. I'm only running 52. So, you know, they sometimes, you know, changing tires, changing of a lot of things can cause your speed to be different than what your speedometer says you are doing. So, and people don't realize that. It's something that will happen. You know, you get a speedometer and you change the size of your tires or the different things about your car. It'll affect it, so you got to watch it when you do something like that.
You know, I would concur with everything you said, and the thing that I would tend to believe would be the GPS signal would be the most accurate, more than likely, Rusty.
Oh, yeah, it usually was, so I didn't, you know, I would do that, because in fact, one day I was running two different GPS in a car, and they were both coming out with the same speed limit that I was running actually 3 miles an hour slower than my speedometer in the car said I was going, so, oh, well, you know, it is what it is, and you deal with it, and you learn how to deal with it, because if you just hope that you're out there on the road, you better be careful.
The communities make their living off of that, I think. I know there was one up by Lake of the Ozarks that was in the newspaper that was doing that, and they finally cracked down on them for it. Well, Bruce decided she wants to go into Walmart here in Greer, so we're going to go in. It's a rat race. I'm telling you, Sam's was swamped with Christmas shoppers. Like, yes, Rusty. So I'm pulling in the parking lot, and that's the most dangerous place on earth, the Walmart parking lot. They walk among us. So I'll talk to you later. Have a good day, Rusty. W2TN0TR 73.
Okay, Tom. Well, take it easy, and you and Bernice have a good rest of the day. I got to go find me something for lunch because it's getting on towards 1:30. So I'll talk to you later. Have a good one. N0TR, W2T clear.